James Hobbs, one of our local game wardens with the Wyoming Game and Fish, joining me this morning here at 8:35 to talk about some of the changes to, well, outdoors and hunting that's come because of COVID-19. James, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. It's always a pleasure to chat with you and be on this morning. Hopefully we can clear up some of the confusion that's out there.
Well, let's do our very best. Let's start with the shed and antler hunting, which the season was is set to open May 1st. And one of the questions we fielded here at SVI is a change, I understand, to 12 o'clock noon for the opening time for this. Just tell us what happened here and kind of the reasoning behind some of these changes with shed and antler hunting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, for many years, it's always just open May 1st, which has been essentially midnight on May 1st. But there's been concern for several years of the safety aspect of people being out, you know, running around or on horseback. And so this year, as the commission, the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission met, one of them had thrown out the time of 12 noon, and that's what stuck. So the antler hunting, to be able to pick up a shed antler, doesn't start till 12 noon on May 1st.
And that sounds like it was being discussed pre-COVID-19, right? This wasn't something that you...
Correct. Yeah, this was being discussed pre-COVID-19, but there's absolutely some confusion out there, as it's been, you know, midnight before. But it does, it's 12 o'clock when people can actually pick up shed antlers. You know, with that being said, you know, many people like to go antler hunting on many of our feed grounds, you know, say here locally in Star Valley, just on the Alpine feed ground. And I think this is where it's really getting people mixed up. Those used to always open at midnight, but this year, actually, those all changed to open to human presence at 8 o'clock in the morning. You might wonder why that is. I'm not for positive, although across the state, many of them opened at 8, and they just kind of made all of them open at 8 o'clock. So people can enter our feed grounds legally, but you can't pick up the shed antlers till noon. So people can get set up or start hiking around or whatever, but technically they can't be picking up those shed antlers or looking for them or locating them or possessing them until 12 o'clock noon.
So you're there at 8, pick them up at 12, at noon.
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully in the future, maybe those two times can align a little better. But this year, and this is, you know, I can't blame it just on the craziness happening in the world and with the COVID-19, but we'll say that's part of the issue. How's that sound?
Fair enough. James Hobbs with us, one of our local game wardens with the Wyoming Game and Fish, joining us during the weekday wake up. Any other changes to the shed and antler hunting season?
Those were the only main changes. And, you know, with that being said too, you know, just the slight joke with COVID-19, but we still support, you know, the state and the governor and the health officials, you know, and for any restrictions that are still in place, we encourage people to still practice social distancing, to be safe that's out there. You know, these are, you know, a super fun pastime to be able to look and pick up antlers. And so we want people to say, be safe with that, with the social distancing. But also just to be safe when they're on the mountain, you know, getting out there and hiking. But those were the main changes, just those time openings. And obviously, you know, I fielded a lot of calls, as I think the other wardens in our office. But if people have more specific questions, I really would like them to call me, you know, specifically here in Star Valley, or to call our Jackson Regional office.
James, what about some of the other upcoming hunts? Have there been any other changes to anything as far as time frame or licensing and how that works because of COVID-19 in the upcoming seasons?
You know, one of the big things that came up here a bit ago is that the governor gave the commission the ability to change some of our licensing stuff with, and that was with the non-resident 5-day and the daily fishing licenses. And so no longer are those allowed at the moment, you know, but that's just a temporary type thing. And as soon as the state opens up and allows people to come in without a quarantine, I assume that will be changed. But as far as the bear hunt, you know, that's still going. That's going on right now. The rifle season will start May 1st for many areas, for most areas. And it's, you know, it's exciting to be able to be out in the spring. You know, we've been cooped up so long, but there's no specific changes other than we are trying to, you know, be supportive and follow the guidelines given to us by the state health organization and also the governor himself.
James, I don't want you to I'm not going to try and ask you to speak on behalf of the Forest Service, of course, but I do know that you work closely with them. So as far as the hunts are concerned, access is still open, right, for all of the upcoming hunts? I mean, as far as people being able to get up to where they normally would?
Correct. So yeah, anything, I believe anything is still open. So that's also part of the confusion, I guess, you know, that the forest, they didn't change any time. So someone could still technically drive up the grays at midnight on May 1st, you know, open for wheeled vehicles. Many of the other closures, or most all the other closures, will still open at midnight. You know, some people that like to drive up to Jackson for the elk hunt by the National Elk Refuge, you know, going up above that on the forest. That's, they're letting people onto the refuge, I think, at sunrise, if I've heard correctly. So yeah, there's a lot of different times. I know it's confusing, but we're, you know, obviously we're just trying to keep people to obey the law and also to be safe.
Are these times posted anywhere, maybe on the Wyoming Game and Fish website and any place someone can find out where, what and where things are?
I don't know if there's a comprehensive list. I apologize for that. But for the game and fish portion of things, they certainly are on our website. And I think even on SVI Media, I just saw a story yesterday or the day before that kind of talked about some of those times as well.
All right. James Hobbs with Wyoming Game and Fish, game warden, one of our local wardens. James, anything else with anything relating to the game and fish and outdoor activities?
You know, I just wanted to add, you know, I've really appreciated the people that are out there that enjoy being out anyway, and I've received several calls. We've caught several people that have been antler hunting early, you know, even recently, you know, up in the Jackson area, caught someone who was traveling here from Texas that's flowing in and stockpiling antlers. So people are still out there breaking the law, but we have so many, the vast majority of everyone who are the believe in obeying the law and protecting the wildlife. You know, this thing isn't about the antlers. It's about protecting our wildlife that are struggling on a winter range, you know, and struggling from another relatively hard winter. And so thank you so much to the public out there that have been helping the wildlife, even among all the crazy stuff that's happening in the world right now.
James Haas, one of our local game wardens with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Appreciate it, James. Thank you.